Just like all these categories where we're just spoiled for choice, and there's all sorts of tiny little pieces of pie.
I'm so happy Gretchen got to present this one, though, because it ties into Acedia so well, doesn't it?
It really does. The winner is Ramsay killing his stepmother and his little bro, which, like, yeah, I'm not surprised at all.
I don't remember what I voted for, to be perfectly honest, but this, how long would you say this took? Because this was the winner by a lot. The only other one that got even over 10% of the votes was Rickon and the,
Yeah, the pincushion.
But yeah, how long do you think we spent with him leading Walda?
Like the whole thing where like she meets him outside and then they go to the kennels or
Yep. After Roose is dead, how long do you think that sequence is with Walda specifically?
4 minutes.
I think that's right. And like, guys, a minute of screen time is long.
Yeah, like it was a minute of him opening doors of the kennel.
Like, it was so drawn out. You could just tell the director was like relishing in how bad this was.
And just like it's just like so unne like this baby's existence was so unnecessary, you know? Like
It's the baby that was growing inside Talisa getting stabbed all over again.
yeah.
You like Walda too, don't you?
She like unironically my favorite character, like in this plotline for sure. Because she's actually just like, you know, a good person. She's just like wants to be like, you know, a mom, and she's nice to people. She's making like nice chats with Sansa last season, and just like she's just like normal. I like her. I'd watch a show about her.
She's a cinnamon roll. Maybe
Yeah.
there can be a spin-off. She
Yeah.
didn't really die.
Exactly. She went back to the twins and now it's wacky.
Why not? Makes more sense than what happens.
Yeah.